Welcome back to Phoenix Radio. My name's Katrina and I'm here with Gia Venino. This podcast is brought to you by Gia Venino, JF Navara and Co., Tony Murphy and the team at Merck Capital, S&J Couture Candles in Balmain, and of course Visi Dior Hotel International located at 1 Columbia Court, Bella Vista. Don't forget to like and subscribe on our social media platforms at Visi Dior.
Okay, and when you're driving past, make sure you drive in, have a drink. Enjoy the restaurant.
Absolutely.
Actually, honestly, we've got a great value for money. The food is really, really nice.
Really nice.
And oh, so are the cocktails.
Oh, that's true.
The Zen cocktail.
The person that's speaking is actually my BDM, Patricia. Sorry. She's our special guest at the show today. Hey, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, go.
So our other guest couldn't make it last minute. So I said, Patricia, you're doing the interview today. She goes, no way.
Absolutely
not. I've got no makeup on.
Well, neither do I. So.
And I turned around and said, what does your contract say? She goes, I have to do everything you want me to do. Whenever you say it, she goes, said, thank you very much.
With a snap of a finger.
Hench CD, that's it, and you signed on it. She goes, okay. So she ran to the bathroom and she fixed it. But she looks good anyway.
You always look good.
Yeah. So I told her we're doing the interview with her because a lot of people ask about Patricia. You know, everybody. Like today, I'm not going to mention who. Someone rang up and said, John, I know he runs everything, but we want your opinion. I thought, what's this power play? Like, you know,
I think it's more that I distill your thoughts. And so, because we talk often on the phone as well, I know the responses because we've discussed them, because you preempt everything.
So, just to clarify, Patricia has worked for me since 2011 and 2012. And she, we didn't see each other, we only saw each other three times in 11 years.
Really?
Literally, yes.
And two were last year.
Really? Yeah.
That's all. And then now we see each other nearly every
I thought you guys see each other every single day for the last 13 years.
No, she was my virtual BDM. She actually did every aspect for me. That was her job. Yeah, so, yeah.
That's good. I'm like, what?
Yeah, wow. So we just know it's still on the phone. So I used to hear a guy through McDonald's drive-thru.
Can I have
a
true, very true.
Free, yeah, coffee club. Should we go to McDonald's drive-thru after this
then? Yeah, that's it. Yeah, can I have a muffin? I just got to the stage. I could hear him talking in the background and what they're having for dinner and all the rest of it. But I was always on the phone with her to discuss what we had to do. And she would always with her phone or laptop and she had to articulate what we had to get done. And
however,
and she did that for such a long time. That was her job.
Very much
and
so.
And a lot of people did not know that. I had other PAs, like Nadia was the best PA I ever had, but unfortunately, she got married, had children. She's fantastic. Spoke to her yesterday. She's got a child. She's fantastic, really good. And then I had other PAs, but she'll go to more the crutches of every single issue, and that's her job. And then, funny enough, I said, look, with the hotel, she said to me, if you do this, she goes, if you do this, I'll give up all my other contracts and I'll come to you and I'll work with you full time.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so.
I was going to say, though, that every opportunity is a learning, though, because when I was going through the drive-thrus, Mr. Business Mind said, do you know how much you're spending on coffees? How many do you have a day? Calculate that. Now times it by 7. Now times it by how many weeks in the year?
Oh,
and
God.
I was spending thousands of dollars.
$7,200
on coffee.
On coffee per year.
No, you don't want to know my story then.
But she's a great woman, and she's very economical. But sometimes people forget that when you're working all the time and you start spending money on this, that, you can actually lose control of your budget. And that's what's something very important. It's been instilled with myself,
the accumulation
my father,
of it all.
Even my dad. I live with my dad now. You can actually see him. He just, it's a joke, but, two squares of toilet paper, not three. Like, he calculates every little thing, my father. Like, he just does every, like, even the pods, you look at a pod, the Nespresso pods, that's his little luxury item at the moment. He looks, I wonder if I can get more, not sure
like
how
that.
This same pod. Like, he just,
economical.
That's my father. Yeah. He really is like that. It's just an amazing person. And he's taught me to be that way. And, yeah, that's what business is all about.
Yes.
So the more, and I always try and teach everybody in the Visi Dior Hotel International, if we need to keep our costs at a minimum, but with our clients, we need to spend as much as we can to give them the best relatable experience. Best experience. That's what's most important.
And that's what you always say, client is king or queen.
And you were about to ask something before?
So obviously talking about like the rebranding and the renovations that we have upcoming very soon, I was just wondering while you're both here, where does the sustainability part play in it all?
So we have solar panelling that's going along the entire area of the roof. And they're really sustainable because not only after their life,
they can be recycled. So what actually, when they came to us, there's a lot of solar panel companies out there, and even though they're good, but what people don't realise is that they've only got a life of say 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
So then they get dumped. So it's bad for the environment, and a lot of them cannot be recycled. The ones that I've organised or bought actually probably double the price, and I know the person's. Specifically that's actually doing. I know the type of person he is. He's got great values, and he actually proved to me compared to with other companies what you can actually get so much more energy efficiency out of them. However, they came after they'll last probably about 20 years, and then after that 20 to 25 years, and after that they're they're 97% recyclable.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is really good. It's so important. That's it, but sometimes people don't realize they think they're doing something good, but It's not in the long run.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one. The other one is you were mentioning about what have you organised with the rooms now?
So people can put a sign on their door to say they don't want their room made up if they're staying multiple nights at the hotel. And what we do is if they make that choice, because it's a sustainable choice, we'll give them an 11% discount at our restaurant or our bar area.
That's great. Yeah. So then you can come and enjoy those delicious cocktails we were talking about.
So just to clarify, in other words, they can come and have the room all beat up, but they'll still use the same sheets they had the night before.
Yeah.
And same with the towels, that's the other option, unless the towels are completely dripping wet.
Mm.
But if they're just a little bit damp, because we have windows in all the hotels. Rooms and they will dry by the time they come back that evening. So we want to reward our clients by giving them 11% discount. And actually, so it saves them getting the car, driving, the tyres, everything for the environment. So they don't need the Elena's new restaurant, so they can enjoy a beautiful meal over there. That's a sustainability in itself. And our prices are fantastic over there, but you have the further 11% discount. That's great. That's what we're doing.
We're even looking at removing all of our coffee cups that we are one single use.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's not good for the environment. So we've just purchased a whole lot more of beautiful coffee cups and changed suppliers to make sure everything is really sustainable. And if it can't be recycled, it can be reused.
That's a great idea.
We're also getting this dishwasher, this full-on turbo dishwasher that actually uses 30% less water than the normal industrial dishwashers. So again, all these little things that we're doing, which is I'm very passionate for, because children are our future, and you want to leave a good legacy, and you want to lead by example by showing people you can do that. It's a little bit harder for everybody, but why not? Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to ask you as well, which I brought up in the last podcast, but just watching the two of you bounce off each other and the energy that you have towards each other, how did you guys actually meet?
can I say the story?
Okay.
So, interesting part, this is a real funny story. In 1994... I was working this event. It was a really great event. It was an engagement party, 240 people, and it was the night of nights. This engagement party, they had lobster served per person. And it was 240, and I thought, wow, what an event, and everyone looked so wonderful, and everyone dressed, the girls looked so beautiful the way they were dressed in. Back then, a lot of khaki and tan and black was in, and the miniskirt just came into fashion, and I thought that was nice the way they were dressed. And everyone's having a great time, and all of a sudden I saw this very shy little young girl walks into the room. She looked exactly like Kylie Minogue. She was small as Kylie Minogue, and she was just very shy, and everyone just stopped. There were a lot of Italians there, and Lebanese and Greek, and a lot of ethnic people invited. And she was the only Dinky Di Aussie that was there. Dinky Di Aussie, and everyone just and it was just so she was escorted by another man, and I met her and said hello to her, and she was, and this guy I didn't really like. He was more or less, I think he didn't see what a lovely day she was more She was more like his protege, showing off what sort of had, you know, like showing to look at the goal I'm with that night. I'm glad that relationship didn't turn out. Then many years later, I saw her a couple of times and I saw her and would say hello, just how are
like
you?
Like acquaintances.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know what, I want everyone to learn from this. It's so important if you need to get ahead, sometimes don't be shy to ask for help, because help will be given. And I just bought Oatlands House Event Centre, and I was in the car park thinking about how I'm going to make this place work, and I said a little prayer to God, and all of a sudden this phone call came in, and she said, "Hello, Mr. Navarro. This is my name is Patricia. You don't know me. You probably don't remember me." And she mentioned a few names. I said, "Oh, you're that little girl. Looks like
the little angel."
I said, "Look, that little Kylie Minogue." Because she goes, and she didn't know what I was talking about.
God was answering your prayers.
She said, "Yeah,
send you an angel."
And we just started talking. She goes, "Mr. Navarro, I don't know how to say this, but I am in a dire straits situation. I'm, you know, double mortgage in my home, and I'm trying very hard to pay my bills, and I don't want to go on Social Security. That's not the sort of person I am. I've always been taught to, you know, to do my best, and I've just been following your career. I like the way you work, and I just want to be a part of whatever you do. And I heard you've purchased Oatlands House, and I could, if you like, if you can give me a go, I can prove to you I can help you in so many ways. There's so many things I can do for you that people would underestimate me." And I thought, didn't sound right. I thought, okay. And I said, all right. So I was working with other virtual PAs at the time, which were doing a fantastic job for me. And I thought, wow. And she does have a legal mind, and she has an accounting mind. She's actually sees things differently. She's that person, the arbitrator between a lawyer and accountant, sometimes a financial advisor. She sees things differently. When she reads a contract, she reads it from the end in reverse. No one does that.
I mean,
she
backwards.
Reads everything backwards. So she sees it where they're going from, which I think looks at the end.
It's really interesting.
And breaks it down. That's what her job is. So she's been fantastic. So from there, I actually started giving her some contracts to look at, and I was really happy. Because back then, every time there was a contract I had to survey, every solicitor would charge me a flat rate of $1,200, and she was doing it for me for a lot cheaper.
That's
And she was giving me a written report, and it was good. She was doing quite well at events. Started giving more and more projects, and she started helping me with a lot of my marketing, a lot of my personal stuff. A lot of helping me out with Joanne and I with a lot of our contracts, and from there she just grew in that position. She had actually become my advisor. Not that I ever listened to her; just tell her stuff and pretend to listen. She goes, you know. And she grew in that role, and she's been fantastic, and she's helped me a lot in my previous business, and she helped me. She was my silent voice during COVID. All the articles we were writing to the publications, and all the media was actually us two together brainstorming together.
Which
was very, very good. So, and she just continued growing in my business, and now all my solicitors and my accountants know her, and they actually, funny enough, they don't ring me anymore. They just go straight
to Patricia. They talk to Patricia.
They find her easy to consult with. Yeah, so when they're afraid, when they've got bad news, they know they ring Patricia first. They go, "Please, we're going to be in trouble. Just can you talk to him for us?"
No one gets in trouble from you.
Yeah, but, you know, that's how it basically works. And what I'm getting at is that's why I admire her so much, because her family comes first. Her parents come first. She has a couple of siblings, and they come first. And she's got a great work ethic, and she's always working. She's very committed, and she's never tired. And she gets her work done. People come first. And I love the fact that she walks around the hotel. So her job now is her business position now. When I'm not there, she actually walks around, and she just continues on what needs to be done. So which is great. Yeah, and she really cares. That's what's most important. She really cares. Like she's become everyone's mum, I think, inside the hotel.
Yeah, pretty much, actually. Yeah, the one of the things that I love about you is that you're so calming to talk to. You have a very calm demeanour about you.
Oh, thank you.
Really? I don't have that effect on me. People want to know why we're screaming all the time. I'm screaming, I don't know, half the time in the office. Yeah, but that's the idea behind that is she really does care, but she's so sweet and sincere and caring, but she's articulate, and she breaks down the problem quickly, because at the end of the day, our customers need to have their experience and they deserve to have experience. That's what her job is there. So she's the calming effect. She's the mother of the Visigeur
the glue.
Hotel International, the glue. And the idea for that, you know, when people go to their mum, you know what? She talks to them and she knows, and they come up with a great solution. They know to look after our customers better. And that's what's most important, our customers and people's experience at the hotel itself. Mm-hmm. And she thinks very highly of you, Katrina.
So, really? Yeah. Thank you.
To be honest with you, with before when I said, oh, and you know, I need another presenter for the show, she goes, why don't you get Katrina? I thought, well, I didn't think of that. So
that's
that was
really nice.
She was the one who recommended you, and you've been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah, amazing.
So go look. One thing I just want to clear something. So the brand story in the modern era. Look, that modern era. I think anything that we do becomes relatable. So again, great food, great service, great organization. That's what it's all about, and that becomes relatable. And that's what I see as presenting modern era.
Mm. You know, and being responsive to feedback. Whatever people tell us, we do listen to, and I know you do that a lot too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just taking on board what, you know, customers or clients are saying, and then, you know, what can we do to better their experience, basically. Yeah.
And that's why I came up with this radio show. A lot of people don't seem to understand, like, why are you doing this? They thought some people have actually accused me of being ego-driven to actually do this. And I say, no, and I say this all the time, this is more of an industry-style radio show.
Yes.
So people that get to do in the world of food, events, hospitality, hotels, they listen to it next. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that we can be out there helping each other. You know, I love for people in our comments list to actually, you know, say something, look, hey, I'm running this restaurant. Do you have any advice for me? Vice versa. And that, you know, and they might make a comment, and I might think someone else might make that comment on see and say, oh, I could utilize that in that hotel. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I always believe if you're the smartest person in the room, then you need to change rooms. Mm-hmm. I honestly believe that. I need to learn. We are here to learn, and life is an experience, and we need to grow. Mm. So that's why I surround myself with great people. So I don't know, how did you get in?
I don't know. You snuck in the back door.
Okay. Anyway, my wife, Joanne, thank you. Every day I look at you. Every morning I wake up, I just roll over and I kiss her and I say thank you for being here. And when I go to bed at night, she's the last person I see before I go to sleep at night, and I say thank you to my beautiful wife,
Joanne. That's so sweet.
She really is. She's good.
She's an angel.
I love Joanne. She's really, really kind. Yeah.
So, you know, this is her time to do her thing with the S&J Couture Candles in Balmain. It's great.
Her candles are amazing.
And with the new logo, with the new scent that we're working on, I think it's going to really bring us to the next level.
I'm excited.
And she's still pushing for me to put a gift shop at the front, so if she wants to sell the candles.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, actually, I've had a lot of people come through and ask where they get these candles from, so...
You know what's interesting? How many times we have weddings there and people come, oh, do you have an envelope? We forgot to get a wedding present.
Oh, we don't
have to do and all that. And I think, you know, that might be a great idea during weddings. If people, if the odd person does forget to organise a gift, they could
actually buy a candle,
a signature candle for the bride and groom, and she would actually have the information based on the bride and groom, what type of scent that they like, and they could actually create something. So during the event, they come back and they have the candle with their personalised initial
on it. That's really cool.
And they can remember, it might be a little bit different, but you know what? Mm. Even if it's there for another 20 years, it's relatable. And one thing I did not know with Joanne, apparently good quality candles, like the candles that Joanne made, they never lose a scent.
No. You don't even have to light
them. Yeah, sometimes when they're sitting at the desk, you just take the lid off. Mm. You can smell it just already as it is.
Yeah, but and then I know sometimes you see copy versions of what she does, and then they smell like, a lot of them smell like bath soap, or they don't really have... It doesn't have that potent smell.
And then
it goes. And her candles, she has candles that she made 4 years ago, and they're just sitting there, and you can smell it when you walk in. That's just never lose a scent.
I love her candles. There's one in my office, actually.
So let's talk about sustainability. Let's talk about, we brought all these candles in as a showpiece, and everyone took one home.
It doesn't surprise me. They smell divine.
Yeah, you know how Katrina's got big pockets.
There's nothing in these pockets.
Oh, I'm joking. Anyway, I think today's a wrap. And Patricia, I want to thank you. I know I'm grumpy most of the time, and I'm always flying off the handle. I'm Sicilian. I'm allowed to be, and I'm always going off crazy. But you're the only person that's your job, and I appreciate that you haven't resigned yet, even though we came close to the last few couple months. Thank you very much for supporting Joanne and myself.
You're welcome.
But most of all, a greet from everybody in the hotel behalf of Karina and I. Mm. We want to thank you for being the mother of the company. You've been fantastic. You're selfless, and you're our customers, our people come in, our patrons, they are king for you. So I like how you said to me the other day, you know, you said to me something, we were having an argument, and you said to me, I don't work for you, I work for the people that come to the hotel to have a great, and I thought, wow. And I didn't know how to respond. I thought, wow, that's good. I'll get you. All right. I think it's a wrap. Thank you very
much.
It's a wrap.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. It's been so nice. Well, that's a wrap for today. Until next time, this is Phoenix Radio, brought to you by Giovannino, JF Navara and Co, Tony Murphy and the team at Merck Capital, S&J Couture Candles in Balmain, and of course our Visi Dior Hotel International at 1 Columbia Court, Bella Vista.
And also, this will be our last show. We're back after Easter.
Correct.
So I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. Mm. To everybody out there, and Easter's a time to get together. You know, we're all God's family, and let's spend a bit of time. But you know, let's look out for the people out there that you'd be surprised how many people with disabilities and the elderly that are just really lonely. And even if you could make that half hour time to go visit them and, you know,
spend some time
with them.
Mm. And most communities have food and soup kitchens.
Available.
Raul, I just need one more minute with this last story. So I was at church. I'm praying in front of Mother Mary, thinking, how can I be a better person, better good Samaritan? And all of a sudden, Bishop Terry comes up to me and goes, hey, John. Yeah, I love Bishop. He's very modern, very, you know, outgoing. Sort of guy you go to pub for a beer with. You know, he comes up with his bishop hat and knocks me on the elbow, goes, hey, John. Back there, see that old lady over there? She's very, very lonely, and I'm really concerned about her health. I think it's a good idea that you should go start visiting her. Okay, that little, small little lady over there. And be nice. It's good. Be good Samaritan. Good. That's what Jesus wants. Just do that, okay? I said, all right, fine. So I got her details and I knocked on the door. She opens the door and she almost broke her neck, lifting her. I said, I've been sent here by Bishop Terry just to spend some time with you.
That's really nice.
I think she almost felt like, really? Can you not come back? Like, it's so big. She probably thought it was some scary big man, and it was nice. Now we walked in, but it's really good. She had like all her furniture was a little small, and I was this big tall guy trying to find a chair to sit on. It was just a funny story. Anyway, good friends, and unfortunately, she did pass away 2 months later.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she was lonely. She had no relatives, no friends, nobody, and that's what's good about the Catholics. Yeah. I know sometimes we get a bit of bad press, but we do a lot of good things. So, it was very nice. All right, all the best. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Bye.